This is Let's Talk in English. Thank you for joining us here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie, and we've got a great lesson for you today. Our topic is fashion, and this lesson is called Summer Styles. Summer Styles. Peter, what kind of clothes do you like to wear in the summer?
Well, the summer is hot, and I like to go swimming, so I'm always wearing a swimming suit. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, your other teacher on the show.
Okay, everyone, it's time for us to get started. You can read today's Read It with Peter right now.
Susie and Abby are excited about summer. They like to wear light clothes. But Taylor is not prepared for hot weather. She needs more t-shirts, shorts, and sandals. What can she do? Abby, Susie, and Taylor can go shopping. Abby saw some cute skirts at the mall. Taylor can put away her winter clothes and get ready for summer.
It's almost summertime. That's the best time of the year. When it's summer, you can go outside and enjoy the hot weather.
But sometimes it gets really, really hot. So it's important to wear the right kind of clothes.
You should wear light clothes, not heavy clothes. Heavy clothes are good for winter because they keep you warm.
And if you wear summer clothes, you can keep cool. So it's more comfortable. Do you have the right clothes in the summer?
If you don't know, pay attention to this lesson. We'll talk about good summer clothes. But first, let's learn our keywords with Christina.
夏天快到了，夏天的衣服你准备好了吗？ Abby 说夏天要穿轻一点、薄一点的衣服。轻薄的衣服就是 light clothes。形容词 light 就是重量轻的。 Taylor 需要买夏天的衣服，首先要买的是 T-shirt。 T-shirt 是短袖的圆领运动衫。 Taylor needs more T-shirts。 Taylor 说他在夏天的时候也常穿短裤，短裤就是 shorts， 一件短裤就是 a pair of shorts。 Susie 说他喜欢穿凉鞋，凉鞋是 sandal，因为通常穿凉鞋都是一次穿两只，所以不要忘了用复数。In summer, I wear sandals a lot. Abby 说她在 mall 里看到一些很可爱的裙子，裙子是 skirt. She saw some cute skirts at the mall.
Summer is here. I love hot weather.
Me too. I can't wait to go to the beach.
Is it very hot here in the summer?
Yes, but you can wear something cool.
Something cool? You mean light clothes?
Yes. Heavy clothes are hot. Light clothes can help you feel cool.
Susie, Abby, and Taylor are all in Conversation A. They love hot weather. And Abby can't wait to go to the beach.
Let's talk about the phrase, can't wait. When you can't wait to do something, you are really, really excited about it. You can't wait to do it. So you want to do it right now.
When I have a vacation coming soon, I can't wait to go on my vacation. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah! When I have plans with my friends, I can't wait to see them. I always have fun. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see them.
Friends, what is something that you can't wait to do? Tell someone else about it right now.
And let's keep learning about the summer weather. Taylor asks, is it very hot here in the summer? Now, why does she ask that, Katie?
Well, because Taylor is new to this city. She's from Vancouver, and it's cold there. It might not get very hot in the summer in Vancouver.
And Taylor isn't sure what the weather will be like here in the summer. So now she needs to know, because it will get pretty hot.
That's right. Susie tells her that. But Taylor can wear something cool.
The word cool doesn't mean popular here, like the cool clothes I'm wearing now. It means light clothes. They help you feel cool.
Yeah, and Rebecca can help us with that grammar point. Here she is now.
Get ready for today's grammar point. It's an exciting one. A noun can help you verb. For example, practicing can help you learn. Or the workers can help you find things. You can do this, so don't be afraid to use it.
Can you think of your own sentence, friends? Say which thing can help you. Like your teachers can help you learn.
Good sentence, Peter. And light clothes can help you feel cool. Remember, I said earlier that you wear heavy clothes in the winter.
Heavy clothes can keep you warm when it's cold out. Heavy clothes are things like coats, gloves, a scarf, or a hat. Those all make you warm.
Light clothes are different. You won't have to wear so many clothes in the summer. When you keep cool, it's comfortable to be outside.
That's right. Let's find out more in Conversation B.
You're right. I like to feel cool, so I wear t-shirts and shorts a lot.
I agree. They feel really comfortable.
And I wear sandals, too. Then my feet stay cool.
Sandals are great in summer, but I have a problem.
What's wrong?
I don't have sandals, and I don't have many summer clothes either.
Then you need some.
Everyone likes to stay cool in the summer. It's important to stay cool when it's so hot outside.
Taylor likes to feel cool, too. So she tells us some of the light clothes that she wears in the summer.
Yeah, she wears t-shirts and shorts a lot. T-shirts are very comfortable and light. The sleeves only go up to about here.
And shorts are not as long as pants, so your legs can stay cool, too. Do you like to wear t-shirts and shorts during the summer, friends?
Now, those are some examples of light clothes. What are some other kinds of clothes that you can wear in the summer?
Well, these are a kind of shoe, but Susie says that she wears sandals in the summer. Those help her feet stay cool.
That's a good idea. Let's talk about the words Susie used. Stay. In the summer, you want to stay cool.
That's important. If you stay cool, you stay the same. You don't get hot and you're cool for a long time. Is there another way to use the word stay, Peter?
Let me think. Yeah, sometimes people also say that they want to stay healthy. They don't want to become unhealthy later.
That's right, Peter. Thanks. Friends, let's practice that word a little more. Christina will help you with it right now.
她说, My feet stay cool. 我们要来看看动词 stay 这个字。 Stay cool 就是保持、维持凉爽。 Stay 可以用来表达保持、继续某种状态的意思。 此时它是连缀动词后面可以接形容词。比如说, Can you stay quiet? 你可以保持安静吗? 或者下雨天你不想出门, 因为你说, I want to stay dry, 不想弄得湿湿的。 这是stay当连缀动词, 保持的意思。 可是stay也可以当一般动词, 最常用的意思是停留, 留下。 比如, Can you stay home with me? 或者, He will stay to help us.
Thank you, Christina. So sandals will make your feet stay cool. Do you like to wear sandals?
A lot of people do. Susie likes them. And Taylor says that sandals are great in the summer. But she has a problem.
Oh no, what's wrong?
I'll tell you later, Peter, after we learn this calendar phrase!
What's wrong?
What's wrong? 怎么啦?
Oh no!
What's wrong?
It's too hot.
Wear summer clothes.
Oh no!
What's wrong?
I don't have summer clothes.
Then buy summer clothes.
Oh no!
What's wrong?
I don't have any money.
Then borrow some clothes.
Good idea! Can I borrow your shirt?
What's wrong?
What's wrong? 怎么啦?
Okay, Katie. What's wrong with Taylor?
Taylor doesn't have sandals. And she doesn't have many summer clothes either. She needs to go get some.
I think you're right about that. And I think now would be a great time to take a short break. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back to our fashion lesson, everyone. Today, we're talking about clothes that you should wear in the summer. You want to wear clothes that can keep you cool.
Yeah, wear clothes like t-shirts, shorts, and sandals. They're all great in the summer. All those things will help you stay comfortable. Let's learn more in the last part of today's lesson.
I need to prepare for summer weather. Do you want to go shopping together?
Good idea. Let's go to the mall Saturday afternoon.
I saw some cute summer skirts at the mall. Shorts and t-shirts are really cheap there too.
I can put away my winter clothes.
And make room for new summer clothes.
Taylor needs to prepare for summer weather. When you prepare for something, you do things to get ready for it.
Do you prepare for a test at school? If you prepare for a test, you probably spend a lot of time studying and reviewing.
Yes, we learned earlier this month that it's important to review. That's a great way for you to prepare for a test.
So how can you prepare for different kinds of weather? You need to make sure that you have the right kind of clothes for that weather.
So Taylor will prepare for summer weather. Right now, she doesn't have enough summer clothes. So that's why Abby asks if she wants to go shopping.
You can go shopping to buy new things. Taylor needs to buy some new summer clothes. So she will go with Abby to shop.
They'll go to the mall together. The mall is a big place that has a lot of different stores. And sometimes they have clothing stores and other kinds of stores too.
Shorts and t-shirts can be really cheap at the mall. So Taylor can get a great deal and save some money.
That's great! And once Taylor buys some new shorts and t-shirts, then she can stay comfortable. And she could buy some sandals too.
That's right. After she buys all that clothes, then she needs to put away her winter clothes. When you put something away, you move it to another place.
When it's summer, people put away their winter clothes. They put those winter clothes in a different place because they don't need to wear them right now.
Then, when it's winter again, you can put away your summer clothes and bring back your winter clothes. Let's learn more about this with Christina.
既然要去添购夏天的衣物, Taylor 说她可以把冬天的衣服整理一下收起来。I can put away my winter clothes. 是这里的片语 put away， 有归位收好的意思。我们来看例句， put away your books and bags after school， 放学后把你的书和书包收好。或者 can you put away all the toys， 你可以把所有的玩具都收好吗？如果是要收拾的东西是一个代名词的话，就要把它放在 put 和 away 的中间。比如说 let's put it away， 或是 I can help you put them away。
Thank you, Christina. And once you put away your winter clothes, then you can make room for, guess what? Your summer clothes.
That's right. I think that Taylor will have fun shopping for new clothes. But right now, we can have some fun and review the key words. Say them with us.
Here's our first key word. Light. Light. The box isn't heavy. It's light.
T-shirt. T-shirt. We made class T-shirts.
Shorts. Shorts. You may not wear shorts to school.
Sandal. Sandal. We wear sandals at the beach.
Skirt. Skirt. Girls at school must wear skirts.
Okay, everyone. Those were all the key words that we had today. You can use them anytime you want to talk about fashion, or maybe when you're going shopping with friends. Right now, we'll continue our review and take another look at today's conversations.
Summer is here. I love hot weather.
Me too. I can't wait to go to the beach.
Is it very hot here in the summer?
Yes. But you can wear something cool.
Something cool? You mean light clothes?
Yes. Heavy clothes are hot. Light clothes can help you feel cool.
You're right. I like to feel cool, so I wear t-shirts and shorts a lot.
I agree. They feel really comfortable.
And I wear sandals too. Then my feet stay cool.
Sandals are great in summer, but I have a problem.
What's wrong?
I don't have sandals, and I don't have many summer clothes either.
Then you need some.
I need to prepare for summer weather.
Do you want to go shopping together?
Good idea. Let's go to the mall Saturday afternoon.
I saw some cute summer skirts at the mall. Shorts and t-shirts are really cheap there too.
I can put away my winter clothes
and make room for new summer clothes.
I love the sunshine, a lot of sunshine.
Well, you sound happy, Ginger.
I am happy. I'm excited about summer.
Well, me too. I love hot weather.
Yeah, but sometimes it's too hot.
No problem. Just wear something cool.
Something cool? Like what?
Like t-shirts and shorts.
Oh, yeah!
And summer skirts.
Oh, okay. But I don't have any summer clothes.
Then you need to get some.
Yeah, let's go shopping, Monkey Man.
Shopping? Okay.
Hooray! I'm going to buy lots and lots and lots of summer clothes.
Okay, let's go.
Don't forget your credit card, Monkey Man.
Okay.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about summer clothes, and here to answer our questions is my special guest, Fasha Fashion.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Fasha. Thanks for being here. Sasha, you know a lot about fashion.
Yes, that's right, Rob. I love fashion. I love to wear nice clothes and help others choose nice clothes, too.
Great. Then you're the perfect person to answer our question. Our question today comes from Kat Zhao of San Diego, California. Kat asks, Summer is here. What are some ways that I can stay cool and look cool?
That's a great question, Kat. Everyone wants to stay cool in the summer. And many people hope to look cool, too.
That's true. So what are some ways to stay cool and look cool?
You can use accessories.
Accessories. You mean things you can wear that make your outfit more interesting?
That's right. For example, hats are great accessories for the summer. Summer hats are light and they can keep the sun off your face.
Then you can stay cool.
Right. And another great summer accessory is sunglasses.
Sunglasses are great. They protect your eyes.
That's right. And sunglasses come in many different shapes and styles. Choose one that is right for your face. You can look cool, protect your eyes, and stay cool too.
Great. Anything else?
Sure. Wear sandals. Sandals are great shoes for the summer. They keep your feet cool. And the best accessory of all, a smile. Wear a smile every day. It will help you be happier, and you'll look great with it, too.
That's very true. Thanks for your advice today, Sasha. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot, too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Friends, thanks for learning with us today. Fashion isn't always the most important thing, but you can learn some English words to talk about fashion.
Yeah, but it is important to remember to wear the right clothes, whether it's summer or winter. Having the right clothes will help you keep comfortable, if it's hot or if it's cold.
That's right, and I'm glad that Taylor can go get some more summer clothes. She needs to prepare for that summer weather.
Are you prepared for summer, friends? It's going to get hot soon, so make sure you put away your winter clothes.
And everyone, make sure that you come back tomorrow. We'll talk about part two of this lesson. There's always more to learn and more things to talk about together. We hope to see you then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.